morning. Welcome to the show.
It's already 6:10. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, Mitch over here is incredible when it comes to cars.
Shut up.
How long have you had that car?
Do we really have to talk about this?
Yeah. How long have you had that car?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
So I pull up and you're in the parking lot and you have your, what is it, your dome light?
Yeah,
your dome lamp?
Those are the only lights that are in the car. So those are the lights I have to use. I don't have light like on the roof or anything.
Yeah.
So it's on my, what is it called? My rear view mirror.
Yeah.
The lights are there. And so I turned it on.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something and then I thought I turned it off, but I wasn't sure. And I got out of the car and I was leaving and then the lights wouldn't go off.
I show up. Hey, good morning. All right. Hey, how's your way? All right. Let's start walking towards the station. Your lights are still on. Wait, did I turn it off? I can't remember. How do you turn them up?
I pressed the button a few times, so I couldn't remember which was off or on.
Yeah, that was terrible. I'm sorry. Then we had to wait there and stare at it. Is it dimming? How long does it take to turn off?
I don't know.
What is happening? It is really cold. I can't feel my ears.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll just stand here.
I'm really sorry about that.
Okay. I feel like it should have turned off by now.
Okay. I'm gonna
try the other way. Okay. Try the other way.
Yeah, it was really difficult.
It was terrible.
We got it, though.
Yeah. Good job,
what we call teamwork.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it is Monday morning. What a crazy weekend. How was your weekend?
It was good. I did announcements for the church. My husband and I did announcements. That was fun. I was sick. That was also fun.
Yeah. Whoa. Apparently, everybody around these parts are ill.
Yeah. No, just it's a community thing.
That's great.
I can't even say community without it sounding weird.
I'm trying to stay away from all this because our 9-year-old, Jack.
Yes.
Well, not ours.
Please please tell me about your 9-year-old. Tell me about your weekend.
Oh, no. He was ill all weekend as well. So we were dealing with, like, sickness all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, daylight savings happened.
Oh, that was so nice.
I woke up this morning, and I normally sneak into the boys' room, and I'll pray with them, but they're asleep, so I'll just, like, kind of pray over them and then sneak out, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't turn lights on, so I go into the... I go into their room this morning, and I creep in there because I don't want to wake them up, and I don't want to lay my hands on them because I don't want to wake them up.
Right.
So, they have bunk beds, and it'd be really difficult because I used to when it was just like separate rooms, and I just, you know, just okay, cool, stay asleep. So I go in there and I'm like, all right, sneaking in, and I go towards them to like start to pray, and then Luke goes, hey, did the Cowboys win? Did the Cowboys win or did the Falcons win? Did the Cowboys win? Because
really?
They went to bed at halftime and it was 6-6. And I'm like, I'll be right back. Because I was terrified. Because he was like wide awake, but just laying there not moving. Scared me. Yeah.
Oh, he's a funny guy.
He's amazing. And then Jack's like, yeah. What happened? I'm like, okay, well, it was 6-6 at halftime. And then I had to go over, like, I jumped on my ESPN app. Okay, let's see. What did happen? Because they lost. Cowboys lost.
You happy about that?
No, I'm not. Not because I'm a Cowboys fan, because I'm not a Cowboys fan. Ryman over there is doing the dance. I don't know why he's happy, because his team's going to lose tonight.
Oh.
It's Saints. But they're playing, for some reason, Ryman's division, the East, is playing the South this year for some reason. And so that's where the Buccaneers play. You're so
should
confused.
Should the East be playing the West and the
say,
South should be playing the
so
North?
You are so sweet for trying to pretend like you're into this conversation
the
at
East.
All. You just have this blank stare on your face. So there's different divisions.
Yeah, the East should be playing
the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Redskins, and the Giants are in the East.
Okay.
And then in the South, you have Carolina, you have New Orleans, you have Atlanta, and you have Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Which is my team.
Mm-hmm.
So Atlanta was playing the Cowboys.
Okay.
So I really wanted the Cowboys to win because Atlanta's undefeated and they're in our division. So it would help the Buccaneers if the Cowboys won.
Okay.
On the flip side of that, it would help the Eagles if the Cowboys lost. So Ryman's happy. I was not happy.
I'm so sorry.
But the Bucks won yesterday. We keep winning. That's good. Let me guess.
Matthew from Alton.
Sup?
Whoa.
Hung up.
He got afraid.
Doesn't care. Stever.
Afraid.
Hello.
Nope.
What? I can't hear you. Microphone. I've got you. I don't know. He's like yelling across the studio. You know you have a mic in your room, right?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
The Bucks barely won.
Doug Martin, 4 touchdowns. Boise State.
They so wanted to give that away.
Doug Martin. He was on. They were talking to Coach Shiano this morning on Mike and Mike, and saying rookie of the year, move over RG3 and Andrew Luck.
And I saw that movie.
What makes you think that New Orleans is all so stellar?
No, they're not. They're terrible. But what makes you think Philadelphia is going to do anything? This is going to be a battle of the worsts tonight. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I really like the Super Bowl because there's food at every place.
He's gone. He's gone.
Oh, come on! Someone has bad reception.
I know. I keep trying to answer the phone. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And either the person keeps hanging up or... You know.
It's Monday.
Or I keep saying exactly what I was going to say. You know what that means? It's a good day.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah, anyways, whatever. Mad Lib Monday.
That's today.
That's today. We'll be totally rocking that.
About 7.
Yeah. 7-ish.
And then also, Monday. Cover to Cover, coming up at 9.
Yeah, we got to do some voting today because we have a record.
Yeah.
That has not left my car all weekend. That'd be the brand new Thrice Anthology CD, which is a double disc live. We'll only be able to do one disc
yes,
at a time.
Yes, only but. One.
Oh, it's unbelievable, so, though.
I'm sure that will be voted.
Yeah. So, Monday morning. Static.
That is from Albuquerque.
Yes,
Yay.
It is.
How
are
you two doing?
Good.
How are you?
Oh, great. Just waiting for the bus again.
Ah.
You sound ill. Are you sick?
Oh, I've been coughing. It's unlike my friend Sean Siegler, he had a fever last night. Now he's very sick.
Maybe so, it just went over all of Albuquerque.
Yeah, I think
because everybody I know had a fever yesterday.
Yeah, I think it kind of did because it's actually going around the OBJ too.
My
sister told me her school is going around there as well. It's like it's spreading.
Telltale sign going around LBJ.
What does that mean?
Telltale sign.
The
sickness is, it's the sign that it's a big sign. Mm-hmm. This is the sign. That's going around the entire city because it's going to LBJ and we know what's out there.
Man, you know what, Steve-O, it's like today we're going to school, then tomorrow we're not. You know what I mean? That's a little ridiculous.
Wait, tomorrow you're not?
You don't have school?
No, it's election day.
Ah, but you don't vote.
No, my mom does. I was weird. Yeah, I love the days off, but they could have put it on a Monday, so we would have had a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, maybe they don't want people to be lazy and not vote, so they make it on a Tuesday on purpose, so you have to go to work, so you get back in the groove, so that you kind of have to go vote.
People need to go vote.
So.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, either Romney or Obama. Who knows? Yeah. My mom's, she just voted. She wants Obama going.
Well, what? Wait, what? I missed all of that.
We just got political, and my brain just went, because I already voted.
Yeah, my mom's telling me that she wants Obama back now.
Well, that's her opinion.
That is.
Tomorrow, we're actually going to have a whole day of that. We're going to have a whole day.
Yes.
Aren't you stoked?
I am so excited.
And because, you know, we're non-com, you know, we're not going to give our opinion in any way, shape, or form.
Nope.
We're not.
Which means I'm just going to wait for everyone to call in and tell me what they think.
Yeah. What do you want to hear, Matthew?
Ooh, if you guys could play me on those things. I don't know. Sean has like this song. He asked me to have you guys play this morning. He's sick in bed. You need to find the text message. He did text me, and it is...
Use a good friend, Matthew.
Yes.
It is. Farther Seems Forever.
Further Seems Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's called So Cold by Farther Seems Forever.
Yeah, Farther. Does seem forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Can you guys play that for me?
Absolutely. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Love that guy.
Yes, me too.
Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies from Farther Seems Forever, song So Cold, and it is this morning, so make sure you wear a hoodie for reals. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Secondhand stores. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've learned you don't buy stuff there.
At secondhand stores?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Yesterday, my poor son... Nobody's feeling well in our house.
And so you're blaming it on a secondhand store?
I'm blaming it on the stores that you can buy things for a dollar. I don't know what they're called. But those type of stores.
Okay.
And I guess he got some prizes, you know, in kids' church. Yay, kids' church! And he saved up all of his, like, kids' church cash and all this stuff. And he cashed it all in yesterday. And he got this Rubik's Cube because I think they're kind of cool. And so he was like, oh, I love this. This is amazing. And he grabs it. And he's so excited. He shows it to me. And, you know, we're all kind of not feeling well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're not feeling well, everything's, like, overly dramatic. And,
yeah.
Like... Everything's tragic.
Uh-huh.
You know, the smallest thing can set you off. So he's not feeling well. And he comes up to me and he's like so ecstatic. Like, this is what he did from learning Bible verses and from learning, you know, everything
yeah,
that he did in
this.
Kids church. This is what he cashed in his dollars for because we got this store yesterday at our church for the kids. It's really cool. So he's so excited. He comes up to me to show me this Rubik's Cube. And then he starts trying to do it. And he literally just turns it and it
falls apart.
Crumbled into a million pieces.
Oh.
And then his heart, about 0.7 seconds later, crumbled into a million pieces.
I just started crying.
Oh, dude, it was awful.
Oh, I have a Rubik's Cube. I can just
so
give
I was like,
it to
you
him.
Come here now. And so we're like picking up all the pieces off the floor because literally it just
you could probably
fell
piece
apart.
It. Oh, yeah. I've had those
fell
before.
Fell apart. And so I picked it up, put all the pieces together, went back to like the kids' church store.
Yeah.
Can you do something, please? My son is sad. Please help. Actually, that's what he did. I turned into like dad mode where I saw my kid crumble. I was like,
you,
oh, heck no.
You fix this yeah. right now.
Hey, sup? I'm talking through my teeth. See my son crying? You did this. When really it was like, we're really sorry we got those at the dollar store. Oh, it's cool. It's cool.
We got those at the dollar store,
so
yeah.
So they let him pick out anything he wanted from, like, any price range.
Aw, that's so nice. Did
Mine's
he get, like...
the Nano.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a Nano.
I was like, did he get the electronic?
No.
There's always
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there
like,
is.
30,000
That's tickets. Yeah, exactly. That's all they've been talking about. They got home and they're like, we have to save up all of our money together. There's a Nano. So I'm like, cool.
Yeah. When I found out where they get that stuff, like even at any other arcade or whatever,
yeah.
If you're just playing games and it's like 15,000 tickets, I know that's just $15
yeah.
and that I could go get that from the store.
Yeah. Or you spend $97 on tokens.
Yes.
To try and play enough skee ball to win something.
Dude, it doesn't matter how well you do at skee ball. You only get 2 tickets.
Yeah.
It's really annoying because that's what I'm best at. Skee ball.
Skee ball?
Yeah.
I love skee ball.
Me too.
It's the jam. So
I don't know if it's a jam.
Yeah. Speaking of like old cool arcadey stuff, GamingMovieGuide.com did a review of Wreck-It Ralph.
I saw it.
Okay. I hated it.
You hated it?
Hated it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah?
Why did you hate it?
Because it was the greatest movie ever and I cried like 3 times. Dude.
I was like, what?
Daddy,
what do you mean?
Daddy Double Date, me and Joey
yes.
took our kids to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that is one of the most endearing films I've ever seen in my
oh,
entire life.
Yeah.
I'm not even being sarcastic. Me and Joey looked over at each other multiple times and we were both like, oh, crap. Because we were both like
yeah.
sobbing.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh, my gosh. That little girl gets, also known as Sarah Silverman,
yeah.
gets your
Who I'm
heart.
Not a fan of
yeah.
at all.
I don't even really like her as a comedian.
Yeah,
I don't really like
yeah,
her as a comedian.
At all. I'm
but,
not a fan. She makes me crazy in real life.
But she had my heart
yeah.
in
Vanellope,
this movie.
Vanellope
von Schweetz. Oh.
She stole the show.
Yes.
The movie was incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we took our boys this weekend, and it was... Did you see it in 3D?
No.
Okay, neither did I.
I didn't feel like it was necessary.
See, exactly. These days, I'm like, meh.
And you know what? Whenever it is 3D, I'm like, oh, that was 3D. Cool. Now what's next?
Right.
So, I don't really
you
like it.
You gotta take out like a second mortgage to see things in 3D these days.
And the
days.
Only thing that I've ever seen that was actually worth it in 3D was Avatar.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's probably the only one I'll really
yeah,
stick to. Yeah. But
The Hobbit's gonna be in 3D.
Yeah. No.
We're reading that with the boys right now and we got a trailer for The Hobbit beforehand. I was so proud. I was like proud dad because everybody's like, ooh, The Hobbit. And then a scene would happen in the trailer because they haven't seen any trailers or
right.
anything. That's the part in the trees. That's the part with the oak. That's the part. There's the trolls. There's it. And they were just like freaking out on everything. There's Thorin. That was Thorin. He's the king of the dwarves. He's like, they're like explaining they everything to like their friends around him. I'm like, yes, my kid's smarter than yours. He reads big books. Yeah, it was awesome.
Back to Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph. So did you love it?
Oh, man. Yeah. I loved it. I walked out just so happy. And with a new maybe costume for October of Fall Festival next year.
Ah, nice.
How sweet would that be?
Get it? No pun intended.
Sweet.
I'll tell you what. I am shocked that you loved it, to be honest.
Why?
Because
I know I didn't get so many of those references.
And a few of my friends who went and saw it, they're like, meh. I'm like, what?
Can you?
And then I remember they're like early 20s, and they have you ever been to an arcade in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When I was a kid, we had to like, you know, my mom would drop us off with a bag of quarters, and we would just stand in line and pop a quarter up on the little, you know, screen and wait. And
I loved that they put the quarters on the screens. Yeah. I was like, yes, that's what I used to do.
Yeah, exactly. So it's anything, all the arcade stuff. It was a lot of fun, and of course it went right over my kids' heads, but they didn't care. They loved it.
What, okay.
They were just looking out for, like, Princess Peach! There's Sonic! Yeah. And, you know, and they were just, like, looking in the background for everybody. It was like a Where's Waldo of movies.
I didn't see a lot of posters for Wreck-It Ralph. I just didn't see. But I guess there was a big poster of Sonic for Wreck-It Ralph, but Sonic was very...
Yeah.
He had a part.
A scene?
Like, not barely.
Not even
a scene.
Like, passing, you have to notice. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was cool, but I don't understand. I mean, maybe that's just how they were promoting it.
Well, yeah, there was like a poster with Bowser, and he says four words. There's both. But
that was epic.
That's the thing why I thought it was so endearing is because it was childhood. There, you know, whether it was like the Pac-Man or the Pac-Man's ghost or any characters from all these old, like Paperboy, you'd have to notice him like kind of just scooting by in the background. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just so many things like that that... It was incredible. Tapper was awesome.
Oh, man.
You know, like old arcade, just great, great stuff.
And what I love about it is that even watching the trailer, it didn't give away what the movie was about.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
That's why a couple of my friends didn't like it.
Oh.
Because they were like, nah, it was too kiddy, and they were stuck. I thought they were going to do this, and they didn't. And
no.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Loved it.
It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. So it gave me hope watching that and then beforehand seeing the new Wizard of Oz trailer
and
everything else that Disney is doing right now. I was like, okay, cool. Episode 7. Going to be brilliant.
Of course. That's where your mind...
Why did I ever have any worry about this?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in very capable hands.
I think it's
going to be
possible.
Amazing. So make sure you get to GameAndMovieGuide.com and check out all the reviews. Yo went to such a hard life. He went and saw Flight. Did a review of Flight last week. Did a review of Wreck-It Ralph. And also got a sneak of Abraham. And I know that... or Lincoln, I mean. Abraham.
Whatever.
Father Abraham. He had many sons. Did you know that?
Many sons had Father Abraham.
Yeah. I am one of them.
And so are you.
Right. I just said I am one of them. Gosh.
So let's just praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Right arm.
Right arm. Right arm. So anyways... Make sure you get to GameAndMovieGuide.com. Check out all of the... Wow. Wow. Steve Omich.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Reliant K, Devastation and Reform right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, 649.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Just chilling.
Speaking of devastation, Hurricane Sandy, as you all know, ravaged the East
Coast. Superstorm Sandy.
Superstorm.
Did it change back? Because people are still like headlining it as hurricane.
Sorry. Well, because it was a monstrous hurricane that turned into a superstorm that trashed the East Coast. But some good news. Mm-hmm. Anheuser-Busch. They, you know, normally do brew.
Yes.
One of their breweries in Cartersville, Georgia, actually stopped canning beer last week and started canning water.
Much more helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Canned
water.
To New York and New Jersey, yeah. More than 1 million cans of clean water will be going out to people who need it to try and hold off on,
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff going on up there, some of the relief efforts. Did you see this about the New York City Marathon?
Yeah, it was canceled.
Were you reading about that? Yeah, canceled. But here's the good news. Mayor Bloomberg changed course after some controversy, canceled the New York City Marathon. It was scheduled for Sunday, but runners had been training for months, and many of them had already gotten to the New York area to prepare for the race. So some ran anyway.
Yeah.
About 600 people ran the course around Central Park, but thousands of other runners decided to spend their way their day differently. More than 1,000 people took ferry boats to Staten Island to help deliver food supplies, water, and plastic bags.
That's kind of cool how that timing works. I mean, obviously, it's not cool that a hurricane happened and
right.
whatever, but it's cool that this marathon was supposed to happen, and these people flew in from all over. They were already doing this, and they ended up just putting their efforts towards something more helpful.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. More than a dozen marathon runners spent about 2 hours helping to clean out the basement of one home that had flooded with 4.5 feet of water.
Oh, that's a lot of water.
Other runners convinced the hotels where they were staying to donate supplies and jogged around the city distributing the supplies, which was very, very cool. I was talking to Deez, our friend Deezer, who used to be a DJ here. He's out in New York and works for the Hyatt on Wall Street, flooded. So a lot of people, sadly, without jobs out there. He, thankfully, not one of them. He's now at the Grand Hyatt downtown working, but... He says it's crazy out there because, like I said, his hotel flooded.
Yes.
So a lot of people out of work. Mm-hmm. Power's still out in certain areas.
Right.
He actually didn't lose power, he said.
Oh, that's good.
They kind of flickered for a while, but good to talk to him anyways and kind of get a pulse of what's going on out there. Definitely need lots of prayer for that area.
Yeah.
Relief efforts pouring in now, which is great. You can check out information on that at our Facebook page. We posted the link to the Red Cross, and you can also check Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah, we also talked about how before people were looting and posting it on Facebook and Twitter, and it was really lame. But good news, crime has now plummeted in New York after the superstorm. It's, I guess... People obviously looted, but so now they're going to focus on how everyone else stopped committing any crimes, and crime has gone down 1/3.
Wow.
Since Sandy hit.
So I guess that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that is good. It's just thinking back to all the Twitter, posts from people who were looting at the time.
See, and I mean, it's good news, but I'm the person who thinks both sides, okay, well, maybe people just aren't reporting it because there's much more important things.
Or they don't have power, so nobody's tweeting.
Oh, man.
Their phones can't charge.
There we go.
So they're just done, so they can't tweet.
Crime
it.
Is still the same. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
So make sure you're praying for everybody on the East Coast. Or if you have stories, give us a call. 505-338-3700. Loved ones, family members. As I said, my friend Brian out there. Yeah. Kind of scary stuff going on.
Yeah.
So be praying for all of them. Fear not, though. Tomorrow, Election Day, some cool stuff happening out in New Jersey to help people vote. We'll talk about that right around the corner. Also, some showbread. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Am I the Enemy? Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey there.
Makes me happy.
Yes, that's
I'm a fan of that one.
Glad they're here.
Me too. Good stuff we're playing from them. I'm stoked that they're like rocking a new record and Believers.
Yes.
How awesome is that?
Pretty awesome. Helps us out.
Yes. Hey, it is Monday, which means Mad Libs Monday coming up. We should do a political theme.
We should.
We also have Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock, and we asked the very important question, what do you want to hear today? Thrice Anthology Disc 1 or Thrice Anthology Disc 2?
Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yes, you can vote for which record you want to hear as long as it's one of the Thrice records.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
You can add an option.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's brilliant. It's one of their final shows. Oh, man.
They bring you to tears.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so very... very good. So, tomorrow, Election Day.
Yes.
Everybody getting out to vote, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Not me. I already did.
That's right. Yep. You did. Good job, you. We win.
Like last Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, coming up, I want to talk a little bit about that. But I was reading this story yesterday, actually, because watching football. And apparently, the NFL... helps when it comes to predicting the election.
How can they do that?
This is a true story. You know, polls, data, all that junk to try and figure out who's going to win.
Yeah.
That's weak sauce, bro.
Oh.
It's lame.
Who knew? Apparently NFL.
Check it out. Here's some other ways that throughout the years people have predicted the election. And it's kind of eerie. Number one, the Washington Redskins. Since 1936, if the Redskins have won their home game before the election, the incumbent party has won the election.
Huh.
If they lose, the incumbent party loses. The only exception in that history is 2004. Well, yesterday, the Redskins were at home against Carolina, who suck, right?
Okay.
They lost. They lost.
So that means who's going to win?
That means Romney's going to win.
Okay.
At least according to this.
Yeah.
According to this, the Washington Redskins, since they lost at home before the election, Romney's going to win.
Okay.
So weird.
That is really weird.
Okay. You think I'm done, but sadly, I'm not done. All right, number two. The First Lady cookie recipe.
What?
Since 1992, the candidates' wives have submitted cookie recipes to Family Circle. Readers can vote on the cookie recipes. And every year, but 2008, the woman with the winning cookie recipe also had the winning husband. Does that make sense?
That more women vote on cookie recipes than they do presidents? Yeah, that makes sense.
Ah, there you go. Hey, that's not what I wanted. That's what I was going for. I'm just going to turn this off.
Okay.
This is terrible. This is terrible, everybody. Yeah, this year, Michelle Obama's white and dark chocolate chip cookie beat Ann Romney's M&M cookies by a couple hundred votes.
A lot of people voted.
How ridiculous is that?
Or a lot of people... Man, it's close. It's going to be close.
Yeah. So according to that one, prediction, Obama.
Okay.
Number three. I have a bunch of these. This is ridiculous. The Oscar and Golden Globe winner. Since 1960, if the same movie has won Best Picture at the Oscars and the Golden Globes, the Republican has won the election.
Wow.
If different movies won, a Democrat has won. How weird are these?
These are stretches.
The only exception, in 1976, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, both won, but Gerald Ford lost that year.
Ah.
This year, The Descendants won the Golden Globe for Best Picture, and The Artist won the Oscar.
So Obama,
according to this one.
Okay.
Yeah. These are so bad.
So far, you know what we should do? Mm. These are electoral votes, so the person who wins.
Yeah, so far, Obama's winning.
Yeah.
2-1?
Yes.
Okay. Number four. Kids.
Okay.
Kids help.
Oh, how?
Since 1940, Scholastic News has surveyed American kids and had them vote for president.
Huh.
And they've nailed the prediction every single time, except for two. In 1948, they said Dewey over Truman, probably because Dewey sounds cooler.
Yeah.
And Nixon over Kennedy in 1960. The kids got that wrong. This year, the kids went with Obama 51% to 45%. The other 4% voted for things like myself or school sucks.
Wow.
So, according to this,
Romney's not even on the ballot.
Yeah, the kids picked Obama.
that happened last time, too. I worked at a daycare, and they all got to, like, do this whole voting process, all the four-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So many pictures of Obama all over the walls.
Yeah. Speaking of pictures all over the walls... Here's a good one.
Okay.
Last but not least, hair.
Okay.
Since TV became a major part of elections, the candidate with better hair has won every time.
Well, that's Mitt Romney then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kennedy over Nixon is the benchmark example. 2008, Obama's tightly cropped hair was definitely nicer than John McCain's, let's be honest.
Yes.
Just like comb over.
Yeah.
literally, virtually every single time since television. The person with better hair has won.
Okay.
So 4 years of being president has turned Obama's, you know, tightly cropped, nice hair into, he's got some gray going, man.
Yeah, yeah.
While Romney, let's be honest, that dude's got some gorgeous hair.
He has the gray, but it's so nicely placed.
Right?
I'm like, dang, is he like a comic book character or something?
So according to this poll on who has nicer hair, Romney actually won by 11% of the vote.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, is that...
So weird,
is
dude.
Is that 4-2 or 4-3?
There are other... Yeah, that was 4-2 But there are other methods, like the 7-Eleven cups. They had the 7-Election.
Oh, yeah.
You could buy an Obama cup or a Romney cup when you got your coffee. Mm-hmm. I actually took part in that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you can see on Instagram that photo.
At Steve O'Jeets.
Halloween masks.
Okay.
Whose Halloween mask was, purchased more, which
That's
this year
fair.
Was Obama.
Yeah, because his is more fun to wear.
Height.
Really?
Last name length. The Lakers. Psychic predictions. There's a slew of like stupid ways you can predict the election. So who knows? All I know is you got to get out and vote tomorrow.
Yes.
Static.
You just said mine. I was going to say height.
Height? Yeah.
What does that mean? By
taller.
Who's taller?
Yeah.
And I wonder who is taller between Romney and Obama.
It looks like Romney is.
You should wiki that. Maybe they've got their height on Wikipedia or Google or something.
Yes, Google it and tell me.
There you go. All right, man. Thanks. Some of the crazy ways the election has been predicted in the past. I heard about the Washington Redskins because they actually did that for football yesterday morning before the game. They were talking about it, and so it was this eerie, you know, who's going to win the election? Let's find out today as, you know, the Panthers clashed with Washington. Panthers had only won one game all year. And they beat Washington.
Wow.
So according to that, Romney's going to win. But
according to the hold height, Romney will win. He's about an inch taller than Obama.
Okay. According to the good hair, he wins. According to 7-Election or 7-Eleven. I don't know who won that one. I'd be interested to see.
Yeah.
Who buys their coffee and who actually cared enough.
Let me see.
Halloween masks went to President Obama.
Yes.
His mask sold more. Man.
You see, nope, you can't. There's a lot of ways to predict
this. So that comes down to this story that I wanted to talk about because I was reading this survey. You and I went and voted together last week.
Yes.
We early voted. Early voting is done, but that doesn't mean you can't start preparing for tomorrow. They said that 50% of Bernalillo County has already voted.
50%. That's cool.
So that's the good thing is that means lines aren't going to be super terrible. Because this weekend, my wife went to early vote, and it was insane. The two times she tried to go, and so she just waited it out the second time and got her early vote in. So, yeah, they were saying about 50% of Bernalillo County has already early voted. So in this area, in the Albuquerque area, fear not. Lines shouldn't be too terrible because, like I said.
And honestly, they shouldn't be too terrible because now you have to vote in your specific district, right?
Do you?
I thought you did. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
You should look at that. You know, we're on radio.
I had to. I had. Last time I voted very, very last minute. And I had to vote. I had to clear town. Like I had to go all the way across town.
Yeah, I don't think you have to.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't want to lie though.
Okay.
Burnco.gov. Burnco.gov.
Burnco. Whoopsies.
That's where people will find that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. We walked back to the office with the I voted stickers, right? Because, you know, if you vote, you get the sticker. Here's the big question. According to a new survey by Career Builder, 37% of men and 31% of women say yes to the question, would you tell your coworkers who you vote for? Most people want to keep it private. 37% of men said yeah. 31% of women said yeah. We almost didn't even tell our kids.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, our kids were asked, well, who'd you vote for? Who are you going to vote for? Who, you know, when we went to early vote, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell them. Who cares? You know, like, this is who I'm voting for. And if you'd like to know why, here's why I voted this way. And I was telling my kids who I voted for, why I thought it was important to vote this way. Here's what scripture says about this, this, this. Here's why I'm voting for this. Here's why I voted against this. Here's why. For everything I voted for. Same with Chrissy. She just told him.
Yeah.
But the fear there was, you know, because Chrissy runs the school that they go to. And
right.
So now they know how the principal voted. But does it really, is it that big a deal? Like, did you tell anybody who you voted for after you were done?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't think it was, well, where we work, it's almost dangerous to assume that we all voted the same way.
It is very dangerous because not all of us voted the same way.
Right, but it's easier to be like, oh yeah, this is who I voted for. That's who you voted for, right?
Right.
And that's what it turns into.
Right. So this is probably why people are, according to this new survey, only 37% of men, 31% of women say they would absolutely tell their coworkers. Of the people who aren't going to talk about their vote, the main reason they said is they think politics should stay out of the workplace. The number two reason they said they think their coworkers mostly support the other party and they don't want to argue. The survey also found that only 2% of coworkers – have presidential campaign items, decorations, or signs on display at work. Could you imagine?
At work?
Yeah.
No.
Like a... I don't know.
You get like the little picket thing and stick it in the ground.
I have no idea. I was driving home yesterday and one of our neighbors had this huge Obama like banner on their backyard, like hanging over their fence that seriously took up like their backyard fence. Yeah. It was huge. And so that was the first I'd seen like anything like that. Cause you know, you see the signs in the ground, but I think nowadays most of the homeowners associations ban anything. And so I haven't seen a whole lot of signs on front yards or anything like that. So,
yeah.
So the question is, when you walk in to vote and get that done, are you going to tell your coworker? Is it any of their business? Tomorrow, you know, is Election Tuesday. We're going to be talking about it a lot. People are going to be calling up to sharing their opinions.
Yeah.
We will not be sharing ours. So it'll be interesting.
No, we won't.
I'm just going to have to bite my thumb as people call in and talk about the election and why they're voting the way they're voting.
Basically, everyone's going to hear a lot of, thank you for your call.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for that input. All right. Next caller. Thank you. So you'll get a chance tomorrow. If you're not going to tell your coworker, you'll get a chance to tell, I don't know,
the world.
The world who you voted
anonymously,
for or how you are planning
to.
On voting if you feel like it. We'll have the phone lines open. But according to the survey, only 37% of men and 31% of women actually want to tell a coworker.
I think it even said that people are just afraid that everyone's going to get catty.
Yeah. We were high-fiving. Shoot. Yeah. We were like, psh, yeah. Heck yeah. Boom. Low five. High five.
We agreed.
We agree. Which is weird.
It doesn't
usually
happen.
We don't agree on anything. High five. Hey, it's 7:18. We're a couple minutes behind. Yep.
The road is still closed at Comanche at San Mateo, and there is an accident, Highway 528 at Ellison. Looks like it's affecting both sides, both ways, and more construction work, Manal at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And speaking of the election and traffic, tomorrow... This is kind of cool. New Jersey, they're actually wanting to make sure people get out to vote, even though the area has been ravaged by Superstorm Sandy.
Yes.
So New Jersey is actually deploying military trucks. They're going to serve as polling places on Election Day. How crazy is that?
That is cool.
In most of the storm-battered communities, the state secretary announced Thursday during a visit to the flood-ravaged town that they're also going to be extending the deadline on mail-in ballots if you're mailing it in. Department of Defense trucks will be parked at regular polling places that have lost power as long as the sites are still accessible. Paper ballots are going to be. Micah Talks. A song called So Lovely.
And it is.
I was just about to say that.
It is so lovely. Because we're practically the same person. We went to dinner on Friday with Hoyt.
Yeah.
And we were finishing each other's sentence. It was disgusting.
Yeah,
it was disgusting. I was like, wait.
Well, on Thursday, too, when we went with Aaron and his wife, the same thing.
Gosh.
It's like, okay, we got to stop hanging out, bro.
We're the same person.
Well, I think it's because neither one of us like silence because it's a morning show.
Yeah.
We got to talk.
I've been trying to get better with silence. Watch.
Oh, it's awful.
See, I have Mad Libs, so.
Yes. Yes. Okay, are you ready?
Yes. It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
It doesn't work. The rest of the song doesn't work. It's Mad Lib Monday.
Woo!
I love it.
Mad Lib Monday, Mad Lib Monday.
We do this every single Monday, and it works out because it's Mad Lib Monday.
I didn't choose one that has 1,000 fill-in-the-blanks.
All right. Here it is. Phone number is 505-338-3700. And being that we both went and saw Wreck-It Ralph over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do with arcade games.
Yes, I haven't read it, so I don't know if it's any good.
This one is titled At the Arcade. All right.
Here we go.
Static.
Hey, what's my word?
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Dogs.
Dogs.
Sounds good.
Wow, that actually works really well. Thank you. All right. Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700. is the phone number.
Mm.
We need your help with this one. We got some plural nouns. We got some verbs. Yeah. Good stuff. Static.
Hey, what's my word?
I need a verb.
A verb? Driving.
All right. Can do.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. Need a plural noun next so you can get prepared.
Happy Mad Lib Monday.
Yes, dude.
I love this. This is the best.
Are you going to pre-read it now off the air before you just start butchering it?
Maybe you can talk for a while.
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun? Shoes.
Shoes. All right. Shoes is good. Thanks, man. All right. Give us a call. 505-338-3700. We need some nouns. We need some verbs. Whatnot.
What else do we... How many do we have left?
Five.
Five. We only have five left. See, this is a shorter one.
You got a good one. You picked a good one. So, 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we need your help getting our Mad Lib on.
Yes. You know what? That dude...
What dude?
May he rest in peace. He died, and that's how we started Mad Lib Monday.
Breaking the phone!
But that's how we started Mad Lib Monday.
That is how, huh?
Yes.
Static!
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wiggins!
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Monday morning.
It is.
Go.
I need a verb ending in ing.
Procrastinating.
Procrastinating.
Good job. That's a word.
Yeah.
I was just so nervous. Have a good morning.
Yeah, right. I love him.
He does get... I get nervous,
like
too.
He sounded like the king from Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to take part in Mad Lib Monday. Oh, Wiggins.
That guy.
He's a good dude.
He is.
Static.
What's my word?
I need a noun.
Booger.
That's always stellar.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of that one. Thank you. That one, it seems like we get every week.
Yes.
At least one person.
It's probably the same guy.
Yeah. We need a couple more nouns for you. And so give us a call. 505-338-3700. While we're at it, I'm going to try and fix my internet at home because apparently it's slow. It's a good thing that these crises happen. Why do wives do that?
I do that.
Is there anything I can do about that right now?
No, she's texting you out of frustration.
Ah!
Just comfort her.
Oh, okay.
Not now.
Oh, okay. I got it. Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, of course.
You out of frustration.
Plural noun. That's what I need.
Oh, okay.
A plural noun?
Yep.
Hey, hold on. Let me think for a while.
You got 4 seconds.
No, he doesn't.
What do you want a plural noun? Dad, think of plural noun.
Just give me a noun and add S to it.
Trains.
That's good.
Trains.
Woo.
Okay, how many more?
Two more.
We need two more callers. 505-338-3700.
That's right. Mad Lib Monday.
At the arcade. I haven't pre-read it, so I have no idea. I'm assuming it's about...
I really hope this is good. Yeah. This is dumb. You're fired from picking Mad Libs.
Okay, no, we just need to go buy a book.
We need a noun.
You need a noun?
Yep.
Yoo-hoo soft drinks.
Yoo-hoo soft drinks.
Okay.
Wow. That was a big one.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoos?
Yeah.
Yoo-hoos.
Yoo-hoo. It's like a chocolate drink. It's like Nesquik, except it's Yoo-hoo.
How do you spell that?
Nesquiksand.
Nesquiksand. Yoo-hoo soft drinks. Wow. These are crazy.
Alrighty, last one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yellow. I need a plural noun.
Yes, you
are. Plural noun. Okay, cool. 505-338-3700. I don't have time.
I know, we gotta get
it's
this.
Mad Lib Monday, people.
Plural noun. Hey, you gotta put your name on the top of that.
Oh, sorry. Should I put Steve-O and Mitch?
Yes. And our last name is In the Morning.
And what's today's date? Today is the 5th. Remember. The 5th of November.
Yes. Wow. What is that?
V for Vendetta?
Ah.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I did. I don't remember
Static.
That.
Static!
Flatulence.
Is that a noun? Why not?
It is flatulence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's something. It's a thing. Person, place.
Flatulence.
Flatulence. Okay. Should I just read it?
You ready?
No.
Are you gonna? Okay, I feel like you need a pre-read.
How about you talk for a while?
I feel like you need a pre-read. It is Manic Monday.
Manic Monday.
Sorry.
It's
the Bengals.
Mad Lib.
Bengals is just awesome. It is Mad Lib Monday. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Of course, we're all done, so don't call us. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I can do it.
We do this every single week, and it is now time.
At the arcade.
All right.
When I go to the arcade with my dogs, there are a lot of games to play. I spend lots of time there with my friends. In X-Men, you can be different shoes. The point of the game is to drive every robot. That works. You also need to save people, and then you can go to the next level. In Star Wars, you are Luke Skywalker, and you try to destroy every booger.
We're children. We really are.
In a car racing, motorcycle racing game, you need to beat every computerized vehicle that you are procrastinating against.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There are a whole lot of other cool games. When you play some games, you win trains for certain scores. Once you're done, you can cash in your tickets to get...
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So bad. Today, Junior?
Shut up. Once you're done, you can cash in your tickets to get a big Yoo-Hoo soft drink.
Wow.
You can save your flatulence for another time.
That's good. You should save that. You really should.
Always just... for a personal moment. When I went to this arcade, I didn't believe how much fun it would be. You might annoy your parents by asking them over and over if you can go back to there. Go back to there? So far, I have had a lot of fun every time I've been to this arcade.
Oh,
man. That was the worst. That was the worst. I think I want to go find another Mad Lib.
And that was awful.
Do it again.
It was terrible.
That was a terrible Mad Lib.
Mad Lib Monday.
No, it's going to happen again.
Feels ruined.
Don't worry. 8 o'clock, I'm doing another Mad Lib.
Okay, good.
Okay? Because that was the worst.
We'll get more calls.
Yes.
We'll get different words.
Yes.
Except for booger, because it's always funny.
Yeah.
Maybe flatulence.
Flatulence was good.
That was good. I liked that.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Ugh.
All right.
Now we got to, okay.
Take a quick break?
Sure.
Coming right back, we got some Write This Down and possibly another Mad Lib because that was awful.
That
we have to redeem Mad Lib Monday. Yeah. We really do.
We can't leave it like that.
We can't.
No.
All right, right back with that. Don't forget to get your vote in for Cover to Cover, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. You.
That's a good idea.
So random. So facebook.com/MyStaticRadio is where you find us. And that's also where you can give suggestions to our morning show if
we have,
you enjoy things.
We have Mad Lib Monday.
That's
we have
right.
Theology Thursday on Tuesday. And
way too early Wednesday.
Way too early Wednesday. We don't have anything for Thursday.
We have Clay.
Yep. Nope.
It doesn't
rhyme. That's not it.
We have Finally Clay. Friday.
Finally Friday? Nope, just made that up.
Just made that up.
And Matt has suggested we have Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
And it's where you have people call in and pick one person to get a taco from the certain taco place.
So, from the bell.
Yeah.
Like, why? So random.
I have to call, really?
Static.
Hello?
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 Am I on the radio?
Can I get an adjective?
What?
Can I get an adjective?
Yes.
Man.
That guy.
Yeah.
That's really loud in there.
If you call us up, make sure you turn your radio down. It's really annoying and distracting.
Well, I think he was like in the middle of a football game or something.
Yeah.
That's really loud.
Yeah. Are we going to do this?
Yes. Okay. So last Mad Lib totally failed.
It was terrible.
And I didn't like it. And I just, it's Mad Lib Monday. This can't fail.
And being that it is the Monday before Election Day, we decided we're going to build together our dream candidate for president.
We want to know, like, what do you want to see in your candidate? So we're doing this again. Mad Lib Monday. Call now, 505-338-3700.
That's right. Give us a call. Static.
Hey, can I do a noun?
Yes.
Dingleberry.
All right, there you go.
Thank you. I've got a noun. What else do we need? We have a lot.
We have a ton for this one.
We may ask you too. Give us a call now.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have like 19 of them. Was that Dingleberry?
Yeah.
This is
505-338-3700, the phone number. Thanks.
Just
You're
keep
really
saying
helping.
It.
You're really helping me. Static. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday.
You can also get to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Vote what you want to hear cover to cover today. I assure you we will not be playing
TFK.
TFK or we will not be playing TFK or Vital by Amberlynn, because we already did that.
Yeah, we just did that one.
So sorry, guys.
Thrice Anthology Disc 2 currently winning right now, which is interesting that you would want to skip Disc 1, but whatever. Static!
Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
Can I get an adjective?
Adjective. Grotesque.
Grotesque.
That's good.
Yeah, that is really good. Thank you. Actually, give me another one. I want two.
Okay. Another adjective?
Yep.
Bodacious.
Bodacious.
Thank you for your words today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was great, man. I like those. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we have so many to get to.
Yes.
Grotesque.
No.
Grotesque.
Is that what he said? He said
grotesque and bodacious.
Grotesque?
Sure.
Grotesque. I'm totally guessing. I got second place.
I went to high school. Static.
Hey, what's my word?
All right, I'm going to give you two. I need a celebrity.
Okay. How about Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell. All right. And I need a body part.
Ear.
There you go. That's the call. 505-338-3700. Thank you, Lord.
For the ear. Body part.
I said that, and I was like, wait, why did I say that? But that's what it asked for. So, yeah. So there we go. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. And speaking of Monday, it's also the 8 o'clock hour. Steve-O and Mitch with the Modern Post. Before the throne, good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Road construction. The road is closed on Comanche at San Mateo. There is more road construction. Manal at Eubank. And an accident. Bridge Boulevard at 3rd. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And there you go. Thanks to Sopo.
Yes, thank you
for their support. We are about 40 minutes away from cover to cover this morning.
Yes.
You can get your vote on now.
It looks like, why would that happen? It looks like Thrice Disc 2 is winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why would that happen?
Well, you know.
It's tied or what?
Look what's happening. Do you see this?
So vote for Disc 2.
I'm going to vote for Disc 2. That's who I'm voting for. What now?
Yeah. I don't even know if we have that.
We don't, because we're Static Radio.
I mean, we play some TFK.
Not a lot.
The end is where we begin.
And it's not that it's bad, it's just that we're not playing that.
Right. It's not that it's bad, it's just not going to happen. No. Ever. Ever.
Just saying.
I'm just kidding.
Just saying.
So, we just built the perfect man-edit.
Nice.
Yeah? Like that?
Yeah.
We built our perfect candidate, and it was pretty interesting. I found this survey on dudes, top moments of a man's life. So I thought, hey, this is fun. Let's talk about happy moments in our life. We got about 40 minutes before cover to cover, and tomorrow I'm sure it's going to be inundated with election stuff. So,
yes.
You think you can guess what the number one moment of a man's life, at least according to this survey?
Getting married. I didn't say that.
You know what's crazy? According to this new survey, the happiest age of a man's life is
21.
Nope.
33.
That's funny because people were shocked that it's actually 37, apparently.
That's because 37 is after they've gotten, they're not quite to their midlife crisis, but they've already passed their 20s.
Uh-huh.
So does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're not in the party stage.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. Survey found men feel happiest when they have some good career success. They're started a family, but not old enough that they're having health issues or approaching a midlife crisis. Booyah.
Okay.
Good job. You were close.
Closest.
Survey also found the top moments in a man's life that make them the happiest. They could vote up for three things on their list. And number one.
Family.
No. I mean.
What makes them the happiest?
Yeah. What's the happiest moment of their life?
Oh, my. I don't know.
Come on.
is it obvious?
Number two was getting married. 35% of men said that that was the happiest moment of their life.
Having kids.
Hey, good job, you. 43% said becoming a parent. Number two, getting married. Number three, it's really funny how it goes from parent to married to...
football. Sports. No way.
Sing
no
his favorite team.
Way.
Win a championship. Can I just say 2002/3 was the greatest year of my life? So I got married.
Yeah.
The week after the Angels won the World Series, my team, that October, won the World Series. That January, the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl?
Hey, shut your mouth.
Of course they won the Super Bowl. There's not a lot happening with them, you know?
Hey. This is kind of sensitive area
I'm
here.
Sorry.
About a man's football team like that.
Hey.
We're 4-4. We're at 500. We're not awful.
I know that game, 500. You throw the ball and
oh,
500.
Wow. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
But seriously, that year my team won the World Series and the Super Bowl.
And you got married.
And I got married, and I pseudo follow hockey. I have a Ducks jersey because it's like the pond is across the street from Angel Stadium, so that would be. They were actually in the Stanley Cup that year. They didn't win the cup, but if I followed it, it would have just been, you know, whatever. Static!
Hey, Steve-O, so you got one of the best running backs right now, I think.
I say number one.
Has 251 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's ridiculous.
What's crazy is he had 265, but there was a play towards the end of the game. He got a 14-yard loss on the drive. And so he originally was bumped up to 8th all-time and then got knocked down to 10th all-time because it was like this 14-yard scramble trying to waste time, you know, run some off the clock, and it went backwards a lot. So, but yeah, I agree. Doug Martin, Boise State, amazing.
Yes.
I'm quite excited. Did I mention that I have him in fantasy football? And Adrian Peterson. So yesterday, my team went off. It was amazing. So
awesome.
Thanks for that confidence right there. That's good. Right. I like that.
I'm going to go learn so much about football, and I'm going to come back and surprise you.
You should.
When you come back from this whole two-week thing of...
Babiness. Chrissy was rocking some contractions this weekend. But we couldn't tell if it was just stress because our big child was sick.
Aww.
Jack's not feeling well, everybody. Please pray for him. He's got an appointment this morning at 10, actually.
Yeah.
So...
Poor guy.
Wicked tooth issues. So, I became a hippie yesterday. Went to all these different hippie stores, and it was like... Learn the ways of the Jedi Master.
Yeah.
Clove oil and get the pink salt. And I'm like, I don't know what half this stuff is.
Pink salt.
That's real. Mediterranean pink salt. Huh. Apparently you gargle with it and it draws infection out.
Huh. Good to know.
Yeah.
I like going into those stores and learning about it, but I'm not super consistent with it.
No, yeah. I felt like I was joining a new religion. Are you kidding me? It was weird.
Like, I take vitamins, but not every day just because it's like, oh, there's my vitamins. I'm eating a meal and I have a drink. Okay, right now. I'll take my vitamin now, but it's not something that happens all the time at a specific... It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why I brought that up.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Talking about men and...
Oh, that's why I brought that up. Because
what makes them the happiest? Yeah, becoming a parent, number one. Getting married, number two. Seeing his favorite sports team win a championship, number three. You know, the funny thing is, for our honeymoon, my wife and I went to see the Angels play the Giants for the World Series. And there's a moment, bottom of the 8th, we're losing. Tim Salmon, my all-time favorite Angel, steps up to the plate, number 15, crushes a home run to give us the lead, and I will never forget that moment for the rest of my life. I remember the fireworks shooting off over at the fountain, and I remember my thunder sticks in the air, yeah, screaming, yeah, greatest moment of my life.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. But it could be number 3. That's good. I like that. Becoming a parent, number 1. Getting married, number 2. Seeing his favorite sports team win a championship, number 3. Number 4, right below this, buying a new house.
Okay.
I guess. Because it's like a success in life or something. Literally entitlement, because you get a title.
You get a title.
Yeah.
Well, not right away, but.
Number 5.
You get a title right away, huh?
Proposing. That was number 5 on the list of happiest moment in a man.
It's happy when they say yes. The whole proposing part is it just looks so nerve wracking. Yeah, like I remember my husband's face when he was proposing.
I was stoked.
He was terrified.
Really?
Well, he wasn't terrified. He was nervous.
I was like, dude,
we got this.
We got this. I got this set up.
Trust.
Yeah. Yes. So.
How How did you propose?
I've never told you the story.
No. Oh. Maybe you have, and I just don't remember.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Really?
You'll probably start telling it. In
Roof.
Nope.
About a gajillion bags of rose petals.
Nope.
Candles everywhere.
Nope.
Rose through the stars.
Nope.
Nothing.
You were on a roof and there were petals? That's a great story, and you've never told that to me.
Okay. I hate telling the story.
Why? Because it's romantic?
It's my, yeah, kind of.
You don't have to tell me if you don't.
So my roommate at the time, Jake, helped me with this because I needed help like setting stuff up. But so my wife and I had this like house where the back roof was like the, you know, the barn type where the point, but there was a whole front area that was flat. There's this whole cool area that you could put lawn chairs there and just chill. You know what I mean? Huge front area of the roof. And so one of our first quote unquote dates was just star watching. We were up on the roof and there was like a meteor shower happening, and all night we'd just been talking because, you know, when you're dating and it's exciting.
4 o'clock in the morning is
staring at each other. So we're missing. Yeah, exactly. So you're missing all the stars in the sky that are like shooting down and we're just talking. And so finally I was like, dude, I got to catch one of these shooting stars. I've never really watched shooting stars, like watched a meteor shower before. Mm-hmm. Never seen one. So we're looking up and we started, you know, going for constellations and found the Big Dipper. Okay, Big Dipper. Where's the Little Dipper? And as we look at the Little Dipper, the shooting star goes, like falls through the Little Dipper.
That's
like,
cool.
Hey, cool moment. We saw a shooting star together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fast forward. So here's what I did. The whole front roof area, I set up and I got red rose petals and I laid them out over the entire front roof.
That was expensive.
Then, actually not as much as you think.
Okay.
Then I got another bag of white rose petals, and then I threw them out like stars, right?
Aww.
So like I made the roof like kind of stars. And then I got a bunch of candles, and I set out candles and lit all the candles as like twinkling stars, you know? And then I got big candles and set up the Little Dipper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 set up the, I put some constellations, set up the Little Dipper in the far right of the, like, you couldn't see it right away. You had to turn the corner to catch it, right? So then I set up the Little Dipper, and then I put a rose going through the middle of the Little Dipper, and the head of the rose, I put the ring. It's like the shooting star going through.
Mm-hmm.
So then I told her, hey, you got to come over. There's another meteor shower. Da, 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 da.
Were you lying?
Yeah, of course I was lying. Okay. I was proposing, bro. Okay. There was no meteor shower. The meteor shower was happening on my roof. I just made it in rose petals and candles and stuff.
Okay.
So then I set up, you know, like music and all that, and got the CD player and the music in the pocket.
CD player, dang.
Yeah, I know, like old school, right? But had like the remote for like, okay, when she goes around the corner,
play.
Hit the Sam Cooke and like, yeah. And so that's pretty much it. Got her on the roof and you couldn't see anything, so walked around the front of the area and then booyah!
What's
check
up?
It out! All the stars in the sky right here for you, girl. And then I sang a song. And that, no, I didn't.
I was like, you made this
no,
awkward.
No, I totally made it up. Yeah, so that's it. You know, and then walked around.
Oh, that's it.
And then boom, there you go, shooting star. Oh,
planned.
You're a shooting star. What, girl? You and me. Us.
Trust. A couple things I can't spell without you.
You.
Now we're on top of the world, because that's just how we do.
That's how we do.
Never mind, I'm done.
As long as you love me. Anyways,
now
that's how it goes.
I like that. That's
so
a great
happiest
story.
Happiest moments of a man's life. I'd say that was one of them.
Yeah.
When she said yes. Are you kidding me? Graduating college, number six. graduating high school.
Yeah, high school. Yes, I walked. Awkward. Yeah.
Buying a new car. I've never done that either.
Yeah, I haven't.
I bought a new to me car, but like
The
newest car, the car I own now, is a 99.
I've never bought a new car.
That's how I do.
No, you did not.
You have a nice car.
Okay, I didn't buy that. My husband bought that. Actually, before we were even dating, we were friends. He bought that car. So I married into that car.
I married into that car. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Nicely done. So apparently these are the top moments of a man's life. Becoming a parent, getting married, seeing his favorite sports team win a championship, buying a new house, proposing, graduating college, buying a new car. That's the top seven of happiest moments of a man's life. Happiest moment of your life. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Happiest
Can you
moment.
Pinpoint like a happiest moment of your life? I have like life moments that I know I will never forget. One really was proposing. One really was the World Series when Tim Salmon hit that home run. One really was getting to witness the birth of my children.
Mm-hmm.
our wedding day was super fresh. So there's like a bunch of them like that. But I will never forget, I don't want to say when I got it, but I will never forget the moment that Christ hit me so hard mm-hmm. that I could do nothing but fall on my face, and my friends surrounding me, praying for me, and me coming to this realization that I was mortal, and that, man, there's nothing I can do to atone or account for all the crap in my past, and realizing that there's no condemnation for those in Christ and that I'm forgiven and free.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when that washed over me, I'll never forget that moment.
Yeah.
So what's the happiest moment in your life? 505-338-3700. Static!
Hello. I'd like to pick about 2 weeks worth of happiest moments in my life. Because this last summer, I ended up going to Israel with my grandparents and a group from our church, and that was just really awesome. It was filled with a lot of those kinds of moments.
Did you spend so much time out there that you grew to get a crappy accent?
No, not really.
Sweet. I've always actually wanted to go to Israel.
Yeah,
that's one of my...
totally worth it.
Really?
You should really go. Yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite, was there a moment out there where you're like, yes...
There's a lot of different kinds of moments there, but one of them was getting baptized in the Jordan.
Oh, wow.
And then that's river amazing. Rafting on the Jordan was also pretty awesome.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Just the
yeah.
Jordan.
There you go.
That's so cool.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. 505-338-3700. What were you going to say?
I think my happiest moment, and also I lost it. I cried. It has to do with the Lord. But it was Christmas. I gave my life to the Lord in October of 2006.
Okay.
And so it was December, and I had been listening to Rely on K forever at that point. Because they were played on regular radio, whatever.
Yeah. Regular radio.
Regular radio. Secular, I guess, is what we call it.
Blech. Blech. I wouldn't call it that.
I don't know. I
hate that term.
Well, I don't know. What do you call it?
Just radio.
Radio. And so they were played on mainstream. They were mainstream.
Okay.
And so I went to this person's house and I was decorating the tree with them, and they had the Christmas CD on for Reliant K.
Yeah.
And, what is it called?
Deck the Halls, Bruise Your Hands.
Yeah, no. No, the song.
Oh. Celebrate the Day.
Celebrate the Day came on. I was listening to the lyrics and I lost it, because that's when I realized He is my savior.
Yeah.
He was born into this world. It was laid out so perfectly that I finally just understood.
Grasped the fact that, this dude was really human.
Yeah.
100% dude and 100% God. And
yeah, when I realized what he did for me, that's when, and the magnitude of how big of a moment this is in history, and that it lives on forever, and that he's still alive today. Like, it was it. It was over. I couldn't even, I was like sitting there with hot chocolate, like, this is it.
Yeah.
Okay. It was amazing. It was an amazing moment that only I experienced.
Did we just Jesus juke everybody?
I don't know.
Happiest moment of your life. 505-338-3700. I feel and hope there's going to be a lot of those moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. That would be nice. Because I'm, kind of jokingly talking about the World Series. Great moments.
Yeah.
But you're right. Those moments.
Getting to know my husband was another one.
There you go.
We had a very similar... I'm reading Facebook. We had a very similar getting to know each other. We went out to the foothills, and we were hiking, and it was night. There was a bunch of us, but we got lost, and we watched stars for hours.
See, that's cool.
And it was really cool. It was one of those moments.
See, there you go. Stuart's got a good man happy moment.
Stuart says, when I go hunting, you get something on the first day.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I haven't been hunting since I was like 6 with my dad, so that doesn't count to me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Corey says the birth of my daughters. That's cool.
Yeah.
And Olivia says, watching my baby sleep, newborn, and even now that they're ginormous, and when they tell you, I love you, Mom.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude. Yeah. My boys changed my world, and it's funny to see how things change over time, but I grew up without a dad. My dad died when I was 6 years old, so mm-hmm. I never understood that. So anytime I was like, God's your father in heaven, you don't need a dad because you got a father in heaven, I'm like, you're an idiot. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You need a dad.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
So God's my dad. He's my father. What does that mean? That he's just absent. He's not there. He's, and so that's the way I grew up. I didn't understand that. Mm-hmm. I never got that. until I became a father and something happened in my heart where somehow it was like, oh!
Something you didn't even understand.
Anything for my boys.
Yeah.
Anything. And the realization of this father's love I have for my children and how that doesn't even compare to God's love for his children and what he was willing to do with his son for his other children wrecks me. And it was one of those realizations of, wow, okay. And that understanding just shook me to the core. And so, absolutely. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We were talking about happiest moments. Found a survey of the man's happiest moments of his life. Number one was becoming a parent. Number two, getting married. Number three, seeing his favorite sports team win a championship. That's amazing that's like right underneath kids and marriage.
Yeah.
I love it. Dudes, we're awesome.
Of course.
Static.
What's going on, guys?
What
up?
Hey.
I would have to actually say the biggest moment that I really loved the most was when I actually got to see God's work in motion. I was severely addicted to a lot of different drugs and everything, and my wife was pregnant with our baby. I just begged and pleaded and prayed to him to break the addiction. Well, right after that, my son was born, and he actually came out with level 3 brain bleed. And the doctors were even telling us that he was going to die. If he did have a slim chance of living, he was going to have he's going to basically have all these physical addictions and physical issues and everything, where he won't walk or anything else. Mm-hmm. And literally within the first 3 months of his life, he seriously broke every single odd that was out there and basically proved everything wrong in the doctors that were saying with us. And it was just truly amazing because with that right there, it broke every addiction that I had in my body, and I got to see God's miracles take place right in front of me.
Amen.
That's
absolutely incredible.
So just want to give you guys a heads up. Yeah, so I appreciate what you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, man. Thank you.
All right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's incredible when God moves. Yesterday, I was leading worship at my church, and I was so distracted, I'm not going to lie. And so I was just praying all morning, like, God, let me just give me the strength of focus, because my son, his tooth was killing him. Mm-hmm. He was up all night. He had a fever. And we're getting ready to take the stage for worship. And Chrissy says he's got a fever of 104.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
that's scary.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Scary.
This is like, we got to get him to the ER right now. And I'm not saying, hey, this is what everyone should do, but instead, this is what we did. We led worship. We worship. And then we brought our son forward to the church, you know, in church, in service. And our pastor anointed him with oil. We all laid hands on him. We prayed for him. And we got home because we gave him some medicine. He fell asleep. We, you know, let him chill.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Got him home. Fever was down. And then it was down. And then it was down. And then we checked his temperature and it was 98.6.
Where it should be.
Where it should be. And we're like, okay. That's good. Incredible, but just got to keep watching him to be sure. And his fever never came back.
That's cool.
That was it. It was just one of those. When I went in to check his temperature, because it was a few hours later, and the fear was, okay, well, we already gave him medicine earlier this morning. We can't do it for, you know, I think 6 hours or 8 hours, something like that. So he's kind of in that state where this is where the fever's going to spike again if it's going to rear its ugly head, and going in there and checking his temperature, and it was 98.6.
Nice.
As a dad, you lose it. Like, I was like wiping tears and just praising God because you're helpless. There's nothing you can do. And I hate when my kids are sick.
Yeah.
I hate it because there's nothing I can do. Other than like hold him and try and rub his head and comfort him, but there's nothing I can do to make that go away.
Right, exactly.
Except hold him and pray and believe that God's gonna do something rad. And sure enough, it was incredible to see yesterday. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Talking about happiest moments of your life. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up in 20 minutes, we got Cover to Cover. Get your vote on now on our Facebook page.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
The Daylights. I hope this gets to you. Static Radio, good morning.
Talking about happiest moments of your life.
Happiest moments of my life. One of them's happening right now.
Oh, man. You are...
I'm a terrible person. I feel like I need to call.
Yeah, call. Call right now.
So my beautiful bride, she's almost 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, she has to deal with a lot. She doesn't need anything else.
8.5 months pregnant.
No, she's not even like 8.5.
8.75. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hello.
Oh, no.
So we're talking about happiest moments of our life, and I think one of mine is happening right now, because I'm sorry. I'm in tears over all of your texts right now.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so please tell me what's happening right now. So, new baby. Let me set this up. New baby coming soon. Any day now?
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
Fantastic.
So we've been remodeling. She's been in crazy nesting thing phase.
Yeah,
so
it happens.
Had to put in new tile.
Mm-hmm.
New carpet.
Brand new
so,
carpet.
So like this carpet is new.
New, brand new carpet.
Like no one's walked on this carpet before.
Well, not with shoes, unless you're the Bransfords and you don't pay attention on Sunday nights when you come over for
Oh my gosh, I didn't want... I was wearing flats and I was nervous, okay?
So... Other than you two, nobody else has walked on our carpet. So, what is going on right now? I'm getting...
Well, our dog has these little, like, toys. Like, it's like a moose that he ripped up, so they're, like, brown, fuzzy toys.
Right.
And he always plays by himself, because nobody plays with our dog. So
hey,
he always
playing with them yesterday!
He always throws his toys around by himself and grows. So, this morning, he's throwing... Well, first of all, I have no idea how long he's been in the house, because... He was, like, digging under the desk earlier and, like, messing with something. And so I have no... Anyway, so he starts throwing the brown thing around the living room, and I look over, and this brown thing has a tail! He killed a mouse, and he's playing with it. He was playing with it on my brand-new carpet.
And you're worried about my shoes on your carpet. You're worried about my shoes on your carpet.
It has to have been dead for a while because the stupid thing is like petrified. Like it's like I picked it up and it like stood up straight.
You touched it?
With a paper towel.
Okay.
That's brave of you though. I'm shocked that you would go anywhere near it.
Oh, she's getting that thing out of the house.
Is there
it off my carpet.
Is there blood or anything on the carpet?
I'm not petrified. I'm not looking yet.
Okay. Tell my dog I love him.
No, I'm so sorry.
Hey, that's better.
Well, I had to tell him good dog because I don't want him to let mice run in the house.
right. That means we have mice. We should probably
like,
take care of that.
Good dog.
I'm so sorry. I'm not there to help.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
This is just a reminder of what I had to endure when you were on tour and he brought in the pigeon or whatever it was. So my story still wins. Blood and feathers everywhere.
I just want you both to know that you have a hunting dog.
We do. Yeah. So. This is good.
I left him on top of the trash so you can see him when you get home.
Why would you do that?
No, that's
Take the trash out.
No, she can't.
Oh,
she can't pick it up. It's too heavy. She's pregnant.
Oh,
that's a husband job, the trash.
Wow. It's true.
No. Okay.
It's true.
While I have you on the phone, husband job. Okay, wives, here's the deal, bro. I'm at work all day, all right? I come home. I'm at home for like...
You think she isn't either?
Hey, that makes two of us.
That's so crazy, huh? It seems like every time I change out the trash, like I'll change it out and I'll go throw the trash away.
I'll go in the other...
No. I always put a new trash bag in. But it seems like...
Oh, always? Wait, no. that was...
That word?
That was a big word.
And you never what?
So most always, of the time, never. I'll put the trash bag in there. But inevitably, every single time, the next time I'm like, I got to throw a piece of like paper towel away or something, I'll go open the cabinet underneath the sink, which is where everybody's trash is. I go open it up, and inevitably, it's full to the top, and there's like cups pouring out the sides of it.
Because that's your job. You're not keeping up.
No, I do this every day. Where's all this trash
coming
from?
It's a house
of
four.
Oh.
There's four of you, and now the dog's contributing to the trash.
So I'm just saying. Feel free. Whenever you want.
What?
To take it out.
No.
I'm not taking it out.
I'm not taking out the trash either.
Instead of stacking everything and making it 1,000 times more difficult, or just let us know, hey, this trash is getting full. Instead,
you don't listen.
I'll walk into the
kitchen.
Hey,
you know what? You should remember that when the laundry basket overflows and there's laundry all over the floor.
It's time to do laundry. Why don't you go start a load of laundry?
Dude, hey, I do laundry.
Yeah, you probably...
I do laundry.
He does his laundry.
Whoa. He does his laundry?
He pulls his pants out of the laundry and does his pants.
I only have like 4 pair of pants, bro. I got a regular...
And so you don't do anybody else's laundry?
Why would I do everybody's laundry? I didn't dirty those
Because
clothes.
You're the man of the house.
I'm just kidding. I do laundry. The problem is last time I did her sweater, her niece now wears it because it was like 7 sizes too small. I can't win, okay? I tried that. It didn't work.
Okay. Last night I asked my husband to put the clothes in the dryer for me because I was already in bed and I wasn't feeling too well. And so he did. I was like, oh, but don't put the hats in the dryer.
See, you can't.
I asked him to lay them out on the top of the dryer so they'll dry when it... as it's everything Mm-mm. else is drying. I came downstairs to see them stacked on the dryer. I'm like, oh, awesome. Now they smell bad again. Cool.
Wow.
It's okay. It's fine. It's
you
fine.
Guys have to just you know write,
I didn't
out,
communicate.
Write out a
I didn't
list
communicate.
Of what it is you want exactly.
That's why you just not do laundry.
Yeah. Okay. See, it's fine. All just right, take out the trash.
Take out the trash.
That's all you got to do.
Okay, sweet.
Give me an oil change.
I love you, honey. I'm sorry.
Love you too.
I'm sorry about Mickey. Sorry.
That's all right.
We'll have a funeral for him later.
Mini.
No, we won't.
Skinny okay, sweet. Right. Love you.
Love you. All right, bye.
Awesome. At least I know my dog takes care of stuff.
Yes.
Last time, though, at least this mouse was dead. Because last time, I wasn't paying attention playing video games, and he drug in something, and he was playing with something, and all of a sudden, I looked down and realized there's a bird with a broken wing, half fluttering, and so now there's feathers everywhere, and then he's like shaking it, so there's like blood, and...
Oh gosh, and you had to put the thing out of its misery. Huh?
It was awful. It was horrible. Actually, I didn't, because my next door neighbor was like super animal man, and he was like, no, hey, my wife wants to nurse it back to health, so I'm like, be my guest, good luck.
Did it make it?
I don't know.
You didn't ask.
I was busy cleaning up all the blood and feathers off of the old carpet,
which is
why we had to get new carpet.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Well.
Good job, Indiana Jones.
Yes. Your dog. Your dog is a good dog.
Wow. Cover to cover on the way back. The votes are in. Did Thrice win?
Oh, no, that's what we're playing, though.
All right.
Okay, let me see.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can vote on what you want to hear for cover to cover. And I don't know. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. What do we got?
It doesn't say.
What?
Because we have the
slowest computer in the universe.
Yeah, it's a...
Thrice, good. All right,
Thrice
cool, sweet.
Totally wins.
Awesome, good job. Yay. Thrice,
totally
just two.
Totally wins.
Coming back, Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, 9 o'clock now, and time for cover to cover. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You voted, and you lost.
I was wondering how you're going
to
do that.
I don't know what else to say.
I tried.
I went to Billiam, our music director, and said, hey, to be fair.
Do we have this?
No, but he did say, possibly next week.
I don't think I can do that. Okay.
Next week, the new Disciple record comes out.
Oh, okay.
We actually already have it.
Okay.
We got it early.
We did.
Early.
Like, crazy early.
So, who knows? Maybe that'll be on the list next week. And then maybe next week... we won't have people vote for their own records. We'll like pick records that we already have on hand.
Okay,
to be sure.
Here's the thing. We're Static Radio.
Here's the thing.
And I'm just gonna point this out. We're Static Radio, and we play good music, and we want to make sure
Stop
that we
it.
Keep playing
Stop.
Good music. And so we're just doing our civic duty,
right?
And playing good music. Forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Yeah.
So, just going to say that.
All right.
So, in that case, we're playing Thrice.
Yeah, we are. They came out with a brand new record this last week called Anthology. It is their live double disc of their final shows before calling it quits after 14 years. I shouldn't say calling it quits because they don't know what the future holds.
Exactly.
Exactly. But if this was their last show, they went out well. This is album two. There's
Dang,
two discs.
That is a booklet.
Yeah. There's two discs, and the most votes was disc two for this one, which has some absolutely incredible music. I'm excited. We're also going to have copies of this to give away mañana for New Music Tuesday.
How fun.
So make sure you listen in for that right now. Disc two of Thrice Anthology. It's cover to cover with Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
See you later.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye.
Price. You'll forever be in our hearts, and we will miss you.
That was like set up for part two because you said we'll see you later. That was so amazing.
That's disc two.
That was an experience.
The Anthology of Thrice. They have a live two-disc record that came out last week. We have copies to give away tomorrow
for
New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
We'll be playing some games tomorrow. I'm telling you, that was disc two, and the funny thing is I actually think I like disc one better.
Really?
Yeah, Anthology, to me, really just like, yeah, that last track
sums
put
it all
together, which was amazing. However, yeah, because the first record has Artist in the Ambulance, Image of the Invisible, Under Killing Moon, Silhouette, The Weight, of Dust and Nations. It's great.
Well, maybe we'll play that soon-ish.
Next week-ish?
Maybe, we'll see.
No, because we got the new Disciple coming out next week, which we already have in our hands.
Yes.
Didn't want to play it too early, so we'll let you guys vote on it next week. We'll see what happens. Coming right back, we got the latest from House of Heroes, some Tall Heart, and Adri. She's up next. We out.
We are out.
Yeah, we'll see you guys again mañana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.